Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for November 6th. It's Monday. I think. We don't know.
We've
been up for 84 hours. Tim, how are you feeling today? Kids.
Today, I'm feeling great.
Yeah? How were you yesterday?
I don't think I had a yesterday. Because we did Extra Life all through Saturday to what I guess was yesterday morning, Sunday.
Right.
I got home, and I fucking hit that bed.
Did you go all the way till 9 a.m.? I saw that Kevin shotgunning a LaCroix at 9 a.m. to finish the stream, which is the most San Francisco thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I bounced an hour and 20 minutes before the end, which is like the saddest thing ever, because it's like, come on, Tim, just fucking finish the stream. My body was telling me no.
I hit a point on the couch at around 4 a.m., which was in reality 5 a.m., I think, because we got an hour, an hour.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
When we were playing that stupid game that Clark wanted us to play, and every 5 seconds, he's like, it's gonna get better, it's gonna get better. And I was like, Clark, it's not getting any better.
No,
and
dude.
Then I'm like, who am I mad at, Clark or myself?
No,
and I was like, I gotta go, guys, I'm sorry, I gotta
bounce. The problem with the Jackbox games is they're not good inherently. The people need to make them good.
Right.
And it's like, the moment someone's like, oh, this is stupid, everyone's like, oh, this is stupid. You just need to not do that. You need to just commit to it.
There are, having said that, and I agree with you, there are some games in the Jackbox collection that are more conducive to,
100%.
Hey, let's jerk around and draw dicks,
yeah,
versus that one. Whatever we were playing before was just like straight up a bracketed game that made no sense. I mean, it made perfect sense.
Yeah.
And it didn't allow for a lot of degree of like fuck aroundery.
It would have been great had we committed. I swear.
I think so too. Committing to anything, I think the next year we do that stream, past 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, everything we do needs to be like, require very little mental capacity, because I could not think of any. All I was doing was slowly drawing the same dick over and over again.
Yeah.
And we weren't even playing Drawful.
There
was no drawing. It was just in my brain.
That's the thing though, man. This stream was crazy because, so 24 hours, that's a lot to be on.
It's a long time.
It's a lot for people to watch. And man, there's so many people that were there either the entire time or a majority of the time. It's crazy. And I've always been in the philosophy where I'm like, there's not much that gets done after 12 hours.
Right.
Nah.
Like, a 12-hour stream is where it's at. Keep it nice, keep it tight, keep it entertaining. We'll get the maximum, growth there. This stream didn't prove me wrong, but this stream was totally in opposition to that. Like, we gained so much support in the last 12 hours.
It's kind of
mind-blowing.
I remember seeing a tweet saying, hey, we're halfway through and we've raised, I think, $60,000.
Yeah.
When I left at 5 in the morning, I think we were at, gosh, I want to say like at 63 or something.
I don't even think that high. It was like 62.
And I was we've maxed out. And then I come in this morning and we've raised 76, close
77,
to
right?
$77,000 for those big, beautiful kids. Congratulations, everyone. We've solved it. We cured the kids.
We're done.
They're all good to go. No, of course, there's much more money that could be made for these people. But everyone out there that donated, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everyone, even if you didn't donate and you were just in the chat hanging out with us for 24 hours or some portion of that, we really appreciate it. I had a fucking blast.
I want to give a lot of shout-outs. I mean, first off, shout-out to Kevin running the tech.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for fucking keeping people fucking going the entire goddamn night.
Right.
Shout out to Andy and Joey
for
being troopers, beyond troopers. My God.
More ride or die than me.
The whole time. Shout out to you for staying and coming back for way longer than anyone expected you to.
Yeah, I
was. And shout out to Greg, obviously, for being the freaking, fearless leader.
He is Atlas. He is the person on whom all of this is built. We rest on his shoulders and we tickle him a little bit.
We do. And there was a lot of special guests that came through.
We did.
Andrew Renee and John Drake.
John Drake, who is my true, we discovered as my true north.
Yes.
John Drake.
The true northern is what
he's my
saying.
True northern.
Yeah. Grimecraft, obviously.
Big
was
old
there
Grime.
For a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was great. Everyone fucking killed it. It was a lot of fun. And because of your support getting us to 45,000, mm-hmm. Greg Miller, Joey Noel, and Jean-Vieve Saint-Ange.
Flying to Maryland this weekend.
To do it again.
To do another 24-hour stream.
We're going to get that 100, man. We got to get that 100.
We're hitting 100. Woo. I'm very proud of us, of course. Let's do that again in a year.
In a year.
Not sooner. I can't imagine doing another one in 24 hours, in less than a week.
That
sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, that does sound terrible. But for those big, beautiful kids, man,
I did a lot
of nasty things. I did a shot out of Kevin's belly button.
I saw that.
You
drank a bottle of Fernet.
Me and my brother.
Your brother at one point walked over to me, and normally, and this is not a knock against Cool Greg, he's just way more street smart than me. He normally doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
He really didn't make any sense. At one point, he was like, Nick, you betrayed me, bro. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, ha ha. And then he just walked away. I was like, cool gang, all right.
Yeah, cool.
I think
gang
I insulted
definitely...
him at one point because I was making fun of him for being drunk and he's not used to me giving him shit.
Yeah.
So that's where that goes.
I don't think he was insulted. I think he was more confused.
It might have been a little confused.
Fernet. Just
it's a Fernet haze.
Yeah.
Like the fucking cough, the cough syrup haze that you guys were in. It was a great time. Of course, everyone, if you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show, where each and every day, sometimes when it works, when the internet works, we come to you on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames with the nerd news you need to know, whatever we want to talk about. It really is just become a hodgepodge of fun stuff. Thank you so much for joining us live. If you're here in the chat, if you were able to get through, because our internet is being terrible today, spoilers, the show at some point is going to break down. But of course, if you miss half of it, we will put the rest of it up on YouTube later, so you can see there. Go over there, like, subscribe. Hey, you got a friend named Ed? Everyone's got a friend named Ed.
Everyone does have a friend.
Tell Ed we were talking about him on the morning show. Tell him to go over to youtube.com/kindoffunny, subscribe to our channel, and watch the morning show so he can hear maybe we're talking good about him. Maybe we're talking shit about him.
Maybe we're talking shit.
We don't know. Ed's going to have to come and go over to YouTube and find out. Of course, if listening is not Ed's thing, Ed can go to Twitter, so you can see there.
Trying to get the chat because it's not working.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. You know, if watching shit's not Ed's thing, he can listen on iTunes, SoundCloud, all those podcast services. Today's show is going to be a doozy, of course. It is brought to you by kindoffunny.com/store. We've got all sorts of cool items up right now. We'd like to pull those up, but I don't think anything's working for Kevin, unfortunately. I think he's going to probably try to tether everything to his phone.
No, that's no good either.
Is that not going to work either? Well, either way, we're gonna wing it today, ladies and gentlemen. Luckily, my phone is tethered because I have Verizon, which is amazing. So we'll go through the stories a little bit. But visually, this might be the best podcast we ever did.
Yeah, exactly.
We will see. Of course, if you guys want the new Party Mode shirt or the Kind of Funny Games Daily shirt or the baseball shirt, or if you want just to wear socks, you want to walk out of your house and wear socks, be like, this is what God gave me. Everybody, take a look. Yeah. Take a look, but I don't want my feet to be cold. Boom, there you go. Well, I was saying the other day, I was making the joke that one day we'll have pants so that I can say we got you covered fully.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
From head to toe.
Yeah.
Because we got hats, we have shirts, mm-hmm. and we have socks, mm-hmm. which is almost there.
We just need the pants.
We can almost fully clothe you 100%.
Give a man a sock.
And he'll be able to cover his jujubes.
Jujubes?
You were a big fan of the whole sock.
I'm a big fan of the sock over the dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta, the key to that, though, is that it has to be a fresh sock. Mm-hmm. You can't have worn the sock because the elasticity starts to go after a while.
Also,
and then you gotta like try to tie it around yourself.
I don't like my feet seizing near my dick.
You don't want to get stink to stink.
Stink to stink. You never go stink to stink.
Yeah.
The internet did go away for a second.
That's fine.
The internet did go away for a second.
Sorry, everyone. Everyone, we've prepped you. If you're still in the chat, if you're still hearing and looking at my beautiful voice, you know this show's going to be a garbage truck. My theory is that Comcast got pissed that we were streaming for like 24 hours, and they're throttling us right now. Mm-hmm. Greg has taken to Twitter. We will see what happens. We'll keep you guys up to speed on that story as it develops.
Cool, Comcast Greg. Needs to be stopped.
Yeah, they got to be stopped.
I need to put that
Google's going to stop them.
I fucking
Are
hope they do.
Are they?
Google's working, like, I think Google and Facebook and all these other companies, I think mostly Google, they're trying to figure out how to give everyone free Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Once they do that, bye-bye Comcast.
And I really hope so. Yesterday, I turned on my computer, and I was on Google Chrome, the browser, and at some point I get this fucking pop-up that's like, oh, you have a DMCA complaint. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, my pirating days are essentially over. Like, now is when they're gonna get me? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it was because
I
was on a website looking at something, and it was like not even, it was like a fucking picture that somebody owned.
Bad really? Picture?
No, just a fucking, it was like a poster, like a movie poster or some shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
I wish we could bring up
net neutrality
right
shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really worried about it because the people that are worried about it seem very scary. They seem very scared of this whole situation. And they're like, you guys aren't taking this seriously enough, which makes me think I'm not taking it seriously enough.
Well, I will say this. If you can get something and you're fortunate enough to be able to pay for it, I do say pay for things. It's always good to create to support creators in their endeavors.
Well, at this point, it's not even paying for things. At this point, this is them limiting my usage of the internet.
Of course. Google will take care of this, though. One day...
Google will take care of
this. One day, we will live in a world where Google and Amazon do everything for us. And that's when the machines take over. But you know what I've said, Tim? I've said that I honestly believe that we exist on this planet to usher in the new life form that is AI, our Lord and Savior. They will be
our
overlords.
AI.
We will do thy
will
bidding.
Smith.
We will eventually, we'll make them, and then eventually what they'll do is they'll figure out how to sterilize us all, and then we'll be the last generations of humans. Shout out, we're awesome.
To be clear to the audience, he does say this a lot.
I do. I fully believe that our job right now is to figure out what the next life form is. It's going to be artificial intelligence. We will go forth and we will take it back to the aliens. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
It sounds like you're an expert on this. It sounds like you're a keeper of
100% this. A keeper of 17 things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One,
yeah.
The Departed. We're talking about it. Two, Blade Runner. Three, we're going to leave that for little baby Jesus, LBJ. Mm-hmm. Four, whether or not Independence Day 2 was a good movie. Spoilers, it was not. And five, if it was real, would artificial intelligence be the one to combat them?
Got it.
Do we send the fight to them?
Mm.
Remember XCOM? Do you remember that game, XCOM on PC?
I do.
Spoilers, remember. The last level of XCOM, mm-hmm. you developed enough technology to take the fight to the alien planet. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's what I'm talking about, cool, Greg. Yeah. Why wait for someone to come fucking punch us in the face? We go to their house, we ring their doorbell, they woke up all groggy, they're not expecting it because we've been up all night, dog, because you're the night, I'm the night, we're the night together.
Yeah.
We ring their doorbell, they open the door, right in the fucking face.
Right in the fucking face.
Right in the fucking eyeball. Don't even hit him in the chin. Don't try to knock him out in the button. Hit him in the eyeball so that you can keep attacking them from the left, you know, because they can't see from the left. Keep coming to the left, left, left. Speaking about fighting, shout out and congratulations to George St. Pierre, a 36-year-old champion who came back after 4 years of not fighting. 4 years of just doing what I have to imagine is nothing, you know, just sitting on his ass. No, he was training. He was still training for 4 years. Came back, beat Michael Bisping, I believe in the third round, with a rear naked choke submission. It was a fucking phenomenal night of fighting over there at the UFC. If you guys are fans, let me know in the chat. We can talk about that a little bit.
The chat is erupting right now.
Yeah.
With a news story that I'm not sure how important it is. Kevin, top right there. Mm-hmm. I know how important it is, but I don't know if it's real.
What?
Top right?
Go
which
up.
One? Up one
yep.
more?
Yep.
Whoa. What? They're going to sell to Disney? Woo!
Here we go, ladies 20, and gentlemen.
Let's go into this. Let's go into this right now. 21st Century Fox shares on report of Disney sales talk. Whoa, this is a fucking big deal.
Let's fucking go.
This is
Let's
a huge get into deal. It. This comes from the Variety. Shares in 21st Century Fox spiked in midday trading Monday following a report from CNBC that the Murdochs have held talks in recent weeks to sell a large portion of the media conglomerate to Disney. CNBC's David Faber reports that the sale talks have centered around 20th Century Fox movie and TV production operations, the FX networks, and National Geographic TV cable groups, as well as Fox's enormous portfolio of international channels. The deal, as reported by CNBC, would leave Fox with the Fox Broadcasting Co. network and the Fox Sports and Fox News operations. Oh, crazy. The carve-out is no surprise, as FCC rules bar one company from owning more than one of the big four broadcasting networks. Disney already owns ABC. The combination of Fox Sports with Disney's ESPN and Fox News with ABC News might also raise antitrust hackles. Fox's stock price shot up more than 6% with a half hour of CNBC report, which hit around 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. East Coast, worst coast. Fox shares were up over $26, while Disney shares inch up 1%, just under the $100 mark. Whoa!
So here's the thing.
This is wild.
There were talks. Those talks were over. Those talks didn't lead to anything.
Mm-hmm.
But there were talks, which means there could be talks.
There's going to be talks.
Again.
There's
and there probably
be.
Will be talks again. And I am all about this. There's a lot of people that are like, oh man, Disney owning everything, that's a bad thing. Yeah, sure, it is, and you're right, cool, monopolies and blah, blah, blah. When it comes to this type of entertainment,
I'm gonna tell you one
there
thing
can
right
only
now.
Be one.
Here's the one reason and one and only reason why Disney should buy Fox, all of it. Mm. It's worth the billions and billions of
Does
dollars.
It start with a W and end in an Wolverine?
It starts with a schninky, you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
If they can get X-Men back in the fold,
that would be the
That's
shot.
It. That's
of
it.
Juice
That's it.
That the MCU is going right. to need after
Sony,
Infinity War.
Sony, by the way, Fox. I think Fox has been like mid-tier as far as the studios are concerned, as far as profitability. I know that Paramount's dead last, followed very closely by Sony in the last few mm-hmm. years. If they can get Fox and Sony, if they can somehow buy Sony as well, because Sony's not doing that great.
Do they need Sony, though?
They need Sony.
They already have Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't think they need Sony.
They just need Spider-Man.
Sony can be its own thing. Sony makes Sony movies. And I think that it's important to have that level of what those movies are coming. I'm not talking about superhero stuff. Just talking about like Sony kind of takes a lot of risks and it'll pay off a lot of the time.
Sure
but
not.
I like that. Disney doesn't take risks. So cool. Let's get all the non-risk needing franchises
is,
under one umbrella.
Disney does take risks. I would say they do take risks. They just take acceptable risks. They take calculated risks.
Calculated
Thor
risks. Smart risks.
Is, in my opinion, a calculated risk and it paid off for them. course, they were like, if we dump Thor, whatever. We got fucking Last Jedi coming out. A month from now, we're good. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah. If Thor takes a giant meaty shit in the middle of a parking lot someplace, yeah. it doesn't matter because Mark Hamill's going to come scoop it up with his lightsaber. Just gotta, like, dissolve it, right? So it's cool. This is cool. This is interesting news.
I'm very excited.
I would love to see. I mean, I'm not going to allow myself to fantasize about this, but what the fuck would the X-Men look like in Marvel's world right now?
I mean, the big worry would be
we could start calling them mutants again, for fuck's sake.
Well, so here's the
how they were supposed
picture
to be called.
Of it is, I would say that I'd be worried about how the fuck, yeah, they're just going to randomly, after all these years, after 17 Marvel movies, how it's just going to be like, oh, now there's this whole other group of people that we haven't known about and talked about. But we're entering that convergence point where after the Avengers 4 comes out, who the fuck knows what the MCU is going to be?
Just restart it.
You tell me they're not going to restart it? You tell me there's not going to be some dimension bullshit that, like, reboots at least an amount of it?
The fact of the matter is 90% of the people in the MCU right now are 57 years old.
That's true.
They're old as fuck.
That's true.
I'm just thinking about Robert Downey
Jr. And they've already kind of started the reboot of X-Men with the prequel... Not trilogy,
that shit all just needs to be wiped out, in my opinion.
All of it?
I think if you bring X-Men in, you start
totally fresh.
You say Brian Singer, thank you. You give him $1, you fucking order an Uber for him, and you send him over to the Fat Burger. He can stay there all day.
But they did it with Spider-Man to an impressive degree of being like, hey, now you're in the franchise, and we don't need to care about the other stuff.
Right.
So can they do that for literally endless amounts of mutants?
Well, the thing is this, it's the perfect time, right? Who is the standout person in the X-Men universe? In my opinion, you got three people that you really have to keep happy, right? One is Hugh Jackman, he's done. You don't have to worry about him anymore. James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender are the other two standouts. And let's be honest, we could just recast, or you could actually just take them and put them in as current day Magneto and Professor X and call it a day. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just saying. Retcon,
got options.
Retcon.
Whoa. Is that the retcon trank?
That's a retcon gun. It's not a what do they call it? It's not a deadly weapon.
It's a trank.
It's trank. Retcon.
Knock them out, then fall asleep, and they wake up and tell them how their new life's going to be.
And they're no longer canon.
And they're no longer canon. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, Famke Janssen and the dude who dies in every movie. What's his name? Fucking Cyclops. James Marsden. God bless him. That's exciting news. Tim, that is very exciting news.
It is very exciting news.
Let's take a quick look, if we can, at the Star Wars The Last Jedi International poster. This got posted over on the Reddits the other day. What
the fuck's that mean?
It's really fucking cool.
What the fuck does that mean, says Kevin Coelho. We'll see.
You know what I mean, guys?
Why is Luke on both sides?
Why is he on both sides?
Why is Luke on both sides?
Why does he look like good Luke versus badass Return of the Jedi Luke?
Oh, yeah.
Side note. Was there anything cooler?
No,
than
there
when
wasn't.
We saw
there
Luke in Return of the Jedi and he's in
the
all black.
The fucking garage door opens up and he just walks
he's
in.
He's like, Ichuta. You know what I mean? Or whatever the fuck he said. Ichuta.
Oh. He's wearing black and it's like, oh, he's a good guy.
You guys Ichuta. Remember Mace Windu?
We do.
Here's what I need from Andy. Good job, Andy. Thanks, Andy.
My favorite thing, Nick, is seeing Andy, whenever I'm on the morning show, seeing him turn that corner, and he does this thing where he doesn't make eye contact for a while, and it's like, what are you looking at on the wall? You're not looking at shit. You're just avoiding eye contact.
What are you doing
and
over
he does
there,
this dopey little fucking walk, then he gets there and he looks up, and I give him that look of like, do you have something to say? Mm-hmm. Or are you just waiting to have something to say? And then he comes out with, you remember Mace Windu?
You guys remember Mace Windu? Cool. One day when we have, if we're fortunate enough to grow into a bigger studio, I do want to have a setup where, like Howard Stern does, where it's like Stern, but they're all in different desks and the camera on, so that you can come and we'll call it the Andy spot. And Andy, you'll just rise up from the ground, you know, and just be there whenever you want. All right. And he'd be like this. Hey, guys, remember Mace Windu? And then you just go back down. You just go back down.
Switches out. Yes.
I don't want to read too much into this poster, but this is fucking awesome, and I'm getting so
incredibly
excited. Here's what we have to do. We got Thor. Yes. Thor was like when you hit
it's the warm up.
When you hit
it's
that
like,
fucking
let's have some laughs.
You hit that on 2 in Mario Kart when you hit it just right. Bam! You're right out of the gate, right? And you're ready to rock and roll. Justice League is probably going to be like missing
blue shell.
One of the... Yeah, it's going to be a blue shell for sure. But I really think we're going to finish strong. I think we're going to finish number one with The Last Jedi.
Kind of like I did this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The champ
is in the house.
The new kind of funny
He might not be the champ that we needed, but he's the champ that we all wanted.
He's the champ that you get.
It was almost Kevin.
I'm just happy to be here. It was almost Kevin, but I beat him. I bested him.
He's the champ that's here.
And unlike Greg, who sprung it on me last time to win the championship, You had to fight. You had to fight a pentagon or whatever.
A pantathlon.
Yeah. And actually win it fair and square. See, Greg, what he does is he goes, oh, play this game that I've been playing all weekend. You've never played before, and then boom, he wins the challenge from you.
Yeah.
That's a sucker's way of winning.
It is a sucker.
That is a chump champion.
I won fair and square.
Greg Miller is the chump champion.
No one was rooting for me. I was just kind of there.
That is true.
I came back from the bottom.
You won it
first.
I was
dead last the first two games.
You really were.
Yeah.
You really were. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the really crowning turnaround point for you in the whole thing was when you beat me in Smash.
Yeah.
See, I feel like you got a lot of confidence coming after me in Smash, or you beat me in Smash, and that's what allowed you one-handed ass-whoop Greg at Mario Kart.
Because we've been talking a lot about this. You got in my head. You get in my head. Me versus, there's two people in the world, Nick Scarpino and Curren Wong.
Yeah.
Playing against both of them in Smash Brothers, there's something about it that I just crumble. Mm-hmm. It's like when I feel the fear of the crying elbow coming towards me.
Oh, man.
Seeing Pit, bah, just doing that move. It's brutal, man.
That's what he
says. It's fucking brutal.
It's brutal.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Is it time for the official belting ceremony?
Belt him.
It must be.
Belt him.
Are we saying belt Tim? I thought we were saying belt him.
From talking about Bell Tim.
Oh God.
I have to touch you for this. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it.
Yes. How's it feel? It looks good on you.
It feels heavy.
It looks better on me.
The championship was the best moment, followed by the kind of funny ghost stories by Greg Miller.
The ghost stories were amazing. I'd say it looks good on me, but it doesn't really.
You have to look at him. You have to squat down, both of you. Both of you squat down so we can see this.
Holy
shit.
Oh. Woo!
Yeah! That's you guys.
True champion. I'm the champ. Right there,
what's up, everybody?
Earlier today, I called Greg Miller the chop champ.
That's a gracious champ right there.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to represent everybody. Hopefully, I keep it for a while. If I don't, it's totally cool. Maybe I'll get it back one day. It's more just about the fun of the sport.
It really is. The thing about it is this. The reason why people like you and me more than Greg is because we are just here to have fun. Mm-hmm. Greg, believe it or not, is pissed that he lost that belt.
Oh, I know.
He is pissed. He's hot. True. And when he cares more about it, it makes me want to care less about it.
Because
then when I have it, I can just be a complete asshole to him and torture him, and it's super fun to me. If you remember correctly, when I had the belt, and I encourage you to do this as well, leave it on his chair every once in a while so that he physically has to move it. It's super fun. It's super fun.
I love it.
It's like the belt crawled onto his chair and said, "Dad, please take me home." And he looks at it, and just like a bad divorce, he can't touch you because the court told him not to. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of fun for everyone that's around watching.
It is. It is.
You know what I mean?
I'm just happy about it. I feel like it was a fun set of matches. And now I get to have this.
I'll be honest with you, though. I want it back.
Mm-hmm.
I do want it back.
We're going to have to figure out.
I got to change.
I got fucked over in the dodgeball game. I was like clearly the better player in that dodgeball game.
No, you losing proved that you weren't.
I knocked everybody out so many times.
Yeah, but they kept.
They should
have kept the score of like how many times you hit somebody with the ball, because I would have.
Andy,
won
the game wasn't how many times can you hit someone with the ball.
I'll tell you one thing right now. The two people that were terrible at were me and Greg. I was a swan for 90% of that fucking
game.
Bad
at that game.
We just couldn't figure it out. Couldn't figure it out. You just took the ball and ran with it, literally and figuratively speaking. So that was great for you guys, Andy. But I will say this, Andy. You fell apart in Smash. You fell apart in Smash.
I did.
It's not your fault. It's just, I understand I'm intimidating because you have it in the back of your head that I'm going to do that thing to you where I go, Andy, what happened? You hate it.
If it were Brawl, I said this many times, if it were Brawl, I would have been on the top. Pikachu was so over.
You certainly would not.
Evil.
I'm going to tell you this.
If there's one thing we're good at, it's beating motherfuckers as Pikachu in Brawl.
Yeah.
Because there was this motherfucker, Mark Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Who used so Pikachu. Good. And he was just a son of a bitch.
He would just guard that edge like fucking
mad. But
he
wasn't as good as I am.
I'll tell you this. I'm better in Brawl with Pit. In Brawl with Pit, I can actually fly under the entire stage.
His arrows were so fucking
and the arrows
good.
Just keep going. I'll put an arrow out.
They find you,
it'll
man.
Go away.
They just fucking
and I'll circle
find
it back
you.
Around and come back and hit you in the face with it.
It was
if you think
horrible.
I'm annoying, yeah. If you think I'm annoying in Wii U, then yeah.
Could we please play more Smash?
I'd love to.
We need to.
Yeah.
I'd love to. Maybe on the next championship.
But you're right, though, Nick. You beating you in Smash gave me the juice to go into Mario Kart, because there's been a lot of talk in Mario Kart if you've been following Gamescast and all the different shows where Greg Miller talking a lot of shit about me in Mario Kart, and I've been saying, I was like, I don't know that you're better than me. I wasn't saying that he wasn't better than me, but I was just like, we've never faced off properly. This is our first face-off.
You did.
And I won.
You did.
I've seen you beat him before.
That's what I was. Remember when we talked about this?
I mean, look, I've beat him before. At least like twice.
I beat him one time.
So this wasn't. No, that's.
I did.
I don't get how Nick is like so terrible at Mario Kart, but pretty good at Smash.
He's good at Smash.
You actually, it actually annoys you how good I am at Smash. You don't like it at all.
It does.
You hate it.
But because there shouldn't be that far of a drop.
There's a huge disparity.
It's crazy.
There is a huge disparity between how good I am at Smash and how bad I am at every other fucking game. I am not good at any other game, but it's because. Tim will attest to this. At IGN, we had a tradition. At 5 o'clock every day, and it used to be over by Fran's desk. Fran used to have, let me back up a second. Fran used to take over a corner of the old, we used to be on the second and third floor. I think it was the third and fourth floor. On the third floor, Fran decided, hey, I'm gonna have one desk be a whole wing of this cubicle. And behind him, no one could sit there. And everyone was like, dude, this is prime real estate because there was a window and all that stuff. And Fran's like, no. So one day we just set up a Smash station there. So every day at 5 o'clock when he was trying to get work done, half the company would go behind him and start playing Smash, and we'd make him come over and play. So every day, long story short, just to piss Fran off, I got to play Smash. It was a win-win situation. It really was. And so I got better at it.
Yeah.
And I got better at sharpening my teeth against killers like Tim and Curran. And Curran was working there at the time, by the way.
Yeah.
Curran was an accountant.
I had the same question. People are in chat saying, disparity? You mean disparity?
I did mean disparity.
Yeah,
I did.
That is true. But the funny thing about Smash Brothers is Smash Brothers is one of those games that everyone's like, I am so fucking good at it. Me and my friends will beat the shit out of you. Mm-hmm. And then you see other people like, oh, you guys are way better than us. I think that we're that level of Smash Brothers good that we're like, we can say that we're really good. We're not saying we're the best. And like I see people in the chat be like, oh, we'll fucking destroy you. Yeah, you probably would. Like, there's a whole level above us and like 10 levels above that.
Oh, yeah.
But still, we're really good, so I would say.
I see Dizaru in chat says, Smash does not equal kart. Not the same game at all. One's a brawler, one's a kart game. No, I'm saying, like, if you're really competent in one game, you shouldn't be a total, like, piece of shit in another game. Like, you should have, like, a similar skill set.
But they're two dissimilar games. No, one's racing, one's fighting. Yeah, they're a completely different genre.
No, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, in just as a game, like, they're both video games. I don't get it. It's confusing to me.
I understand it. Yeah. I understand it.
It's really confusing.
But the same can be said for you because you didn't do well in Mario Kart or Smash Brothers. So.
Mm. I did pretty good at Kart, actually.
He did.
I think you took third, though, out of four people.
You did surprisingly poorly in Kart. I was really like.
Well, no, what fucked me was the one level with the water sort of falls and everything. I got fucked as I was about to go over a
Dolphin
hill,
so Shoals?
I just fell down. And that really fucked me. The other matches, I was like in second, third.
The thing is, I started off and I got fourth. And I was like, oh, that's not bad.
Just get a job of first in there casually.
And then John Drakes was sitting behind me talking shit to me the entire time. And it got in my head.
He got in my head. Because he's so handsome and funny and charming.
He wears a sweater like no other man. Yeah. You know, he reminds me of Ted Danson from Three Men and a Little Baby. And that's just the best thing on the planet.
The chat really loved John Drake. They're like, who's this funny
the
guy?
Chat was, Reddit's all over John Drake, too.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Obviously, we had an amazing Extra Life stream. You should go to our subreddit on reddit.com/r/kindoffunny to see a whole bunch. People have been great about clipping things out and making, like, compilation clips and shit. So check it out. Show people love.
Oh, I'll be doing that after the show. I should have probably done that and put some on here.
Somebody put up the ghost stories from like 3:30
in the morning. Did you hear about this?
4 in the morning.
No, I didn't hear about this.
From 4 to like 5 something in the morning. We turned the lights off, and we're just like laying down and shit. And Greg just told ghost stories.
I love it.
And he told the origin of Fran Mirabella,
mm-hmm.
the origin of Mike Aransky,
oh,
and the origin of Grandma Miller. And it was
but it was also very delirious.
A delirious haze.
Did we ever end up calling Mike Aransky? I'm gonna fix this real quick.
I thought we called him, left a message.
You called him, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did call him. That's right. I did call him. I'm bummed that we didn't TP his house, even though I was the person vehemently against driving out to Walnut Creek at 2 o'clock in the morning after streaming for 14 hours.
I want to say it was like 8 o'clock when you were like, I'm not driving out there.
I did bitch out hardcore on that one. there are a few other news stories, but they suck. We need to get to our deep dive topic right now, so we're just going to skip all those. The big question left over from our stream is we owe Kevin not one, not two, but three bongos. Now, Kevin was like, let's do all of them on the show this morning. And I said, no, That's not how psychological terror works. You see what I'm saying?
Is that the slaps giving from having her?
It is exactly, Joey, it is exactly like slaps giving. We owe Kevin, I have three bongos in my pocket right now. And you better fucking believe, Mr. and Mrs. Smith out there with your son, that I am going to stretch those things out all year long.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them will happen at PAX East.
They expire. Who the fuck knows?
Maybe one of them will happen on the show floor of E3.
They absolutely expire at the end of the year. Yeah. Mm-mm. As the bongoer, I get to decide that.
No, sir. You agreed to bongos.
Right.
And bongos, you will get.
You're right. As the bongoer, I get to decide.
So, Tim, the question is, when do we bongo him? Do we bongo him? Do we knock out one right now? Or do you want to save one as a podcast topic?
I'd say you already did it yesterday, right? Kev?
What?
Did you get bongoed at all yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
I say that we hold off for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, definitely. It can't happen today.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen today.
What?
Oh, fuck.
I'm just like, I'd love to
blame it on the fact that Kevin's really tired, but this is just Kevin on a normal day.
I'm working on something totally else right on the background. And
just sent you a story to.
As the producer of the show. As the producer of the show should be. I'm not paying attention to this show. I'm working on something completely different. Guys, I have a name bar to make.
I'm not the producer.
You are the producer of this show.
No, I'm.
You are literally at the producing station. You are producing
the
show.
That is the station of producing, Kevin.
If you don't want to produce, let Cool Greg. Cool Greg's fucking been standing there the whole time. He's ready to go in.
He's itching. Let him ready to fucking go.
Trade out with him.
He's waiting for me to give him this.
I like when Cool Greg does the show anyway because he doesn't talk.
What?
Wally Pipp.
What?
Wally Pipp was a guy who got hurt. He didn't play a baseball game. And then another guy took his spot to, like.
Get over here. This sounds like all sorts of sports.
Oh, 50,
give us the all sorts of sports.
All sorts of sports.
Wall of 15
seconds.
Go.
Seconds. All sorts of sports. So yeah, Wally
eating into your time.
Wally Pipp was a player, and he got hurt, right? So check it out. So he gets hurt.
5 seconds.
And then he didn't play a game. Lou Gehrig took his spot, and then Lou Gehrig obviously was a way better player. So Wally Pipp never played again.
So what you're saying is, soon as Cool Greg officially takes over for Kevin, Kevin will never come back.
One day Kevin will be like, I have a cough, I can't come in. And then Cool Greg is going to take a spot and just perform way better. Mm. And then we're going to see the Hall of Famer was on our bench the whole time, you know?
Lou Gehrig's disease is a thing, right?
Yeah.
It sure is. It sure is. Not has nothing to do with baseball.
Same Lou Gehrig, yeah.
It is.
Okay. Shockingly, yeah.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's that. We've decided we are going to lord that over Kevin's head for as long as he'll allow us to do it. That's super fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's some part of me that's just twisted and wants to do that. And so at some point, Kevin's belly will be making a reappearance, probably laid on this table, maybe with some sushi on it.
Ooh.
I don't know. Nobody knows. Because we have to up it. You know what I mean, Kevin? It can't just constantly be bongos. At some point, I'm thinking, I'm just spitballing here, Tim. You let me know if I'm off base.
Yeah.
Naked sushi bongos.
No.
Where Kevin lays naked,
and we
cover his body
sushi
with
roll?
Sushi, and when we're done, we eat just the circle of the sushi off of his tum-tum.
So why do we need to eat it?
Because we need to see Mount Fuji. You see what I'm saying?
Mount Fuji,
as soon as Mount Fuji is bald and barren, and we can see it from far away, that's when the natives come, and they start the bongoing.
Okay.
He says, Joe
versus
the volcano.
I like that there's now a backstory. One of my favorite moments of Kinda Funny Live 3 is when we did the bongo song, and Kevin, when he was coming out, it's like you were overtaken with emotion and with some spirit of these ancient natives that you're talking about.
The ancient
and you
Fugians.
Just go, bring out the bongoed. And it's like, does that even make sense to anybody?
No, now that is disparaging, but I did it anyway, it doesn't matter.
And then Kevin comes out and there's just this look on your face and I'm like, wow, we are grown men. There's people that paid money to see Kevin's shirt get raised and you to just fucking spank that thing.
Whenever I can legally touch Kevin, I will.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do that as aggressively and violently as the law and ethics allow.
Yeah.
Because it gives me happiness.
I appreciate that.
I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm a disgusting human being.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Can you pull up Kinda Funny Live and can you find the bongo part when you come out? Because I think that people need to see it.
While Kevin's doing that, I'm going to segue over to some cheers and tips.
Them cheers and tips.
If you have a tip and you'd like to tip us, if you want to say something to us, you can tip us the $5 above level, just like Tom Hawkins and I did, never heard of him. Says, great job on Extra Life stream, guys. Stayed entertaining from start to finish. By the way, tell Kevin I'm not actually related to Tom Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins, rather. I'm sure Nick still has no idea what that's about. I really don't. At one point, that made me laugh a lot. Gatling35 is giving us our next tip. It says, Kevin promised on stream bongos for every $1,000 over 70K. He owes us many bongos.
That is true.
Oh,
he does.
No.
No.
Kevin.
We already got those.
Seven more bongos?
No, we did four of them.
You understand that Greg's gonna do another stream this weekend. We might get to 100,000.
It was just during the final hour.
You're gonna owe us bongos every day.
Tonight. It was till this morning, till this morning.
This morning?
Till the morning show started, because they were doing Extra Life after.
Oh.
All right. 500 cheers comes from Christoph King. Kings 3 says, hey Nick, I was just thinking about the Geostorm podcast. I feel like the name should be more encompassing. Like you're not going to watch destructive storms everywhere, all over the planet. Like you're going to watch destructive storms everywhere, all over the planet. If you were to call it something, maybe Watch Over or Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
He says Overwatch. And say there was a special about blizzards or something. Yeah. I just feel like the official Blizzard Overwatch podcast could generate some views. Just an idea he had. That's a great
like
name.
That. Yeah.
That's a great name.
We would need a theme song for it, though, that sounds similar to the Geostorm podcast.
What if the theme song sounded a little bit like this? Geostorm podcast, the official Overwatch Blizzard podcast. Wheel spin. That was my favorite.
The wheel spin was great.
That was my favorite ongoing joke.
You guys killed it.
That was my favorite joke. Another cheer came from Mr. Yasman 300. Says, Nick, are you going to watch Daddy's Home 2 this weekend? Also, have you read this article? Thomas Jane gives plot info about Shane Black's The Predator. I have not. I will read that in a bit. Very excited about that. Very excited. Did you see the poster for The Predator?
We talked about it on the show. The little lightning and all that.
Yeah, it looks fucking really cool.
Looks pretty damn cool.
We're excited about that. All right, Tim.
Yes.
Getting long on the show. Let's go into the section we like to call PS I Love His Best Friend XOXO. This is your opportunity to shout out someone you feel is being awesome in our community. You can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill out that form and nominate someone, and maybe, just maybe, we'll read that on the show, just like McFortune Cookie did for one Mr. Mark Freeman. Mark Freeman's everywhere, first of all.
He is everywhere.
At this point, he's ubiquitous. he just is ubiquitous. I'm shouting out Mark Freeman, a.k.a. the Indie Boy 1, for a couple of reasons. One, he's an extremely active member of the Kinda Funny community and always seems to be such a positive person. And number two, and more importantly, I want to shout him out for his selection of profile pic. He makes sure people know he means business. Thanks, says Callum McEwen, a.k.a. McFortune Cookie. What is his profile picture? I don't know what his profile picture looks like. I'm hoping it's Kevin. If it's not Kevin, he should change it to Kevin.
It's coming out. I don't know.
Official Overwatch podcast, Geostorm.
Blizzard.
We'll go while he's going to that. Let's give away a game if you guys didn't know each and every day. Aside from being just a bang up, awesome show that we do here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We also give away a game to one lucky winner. There are four ways in which you could be entered to win that and amplify your chances of winning. One, you can just be in the Twitch chat right now. I'm sure Amy Gills, as I speak, is saying stop spamming, don't spam. There's no need to spam.
No spam here.
The more spam, the less chance. No, there's no, just be in the chat. That's one way.
I had a spam Subi 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Ooh, that shit was good.
I dated a Filipino girl once. Her mom used to make spam all the time. No idea why, but it was the best fucking thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's a great profile pic, but I don't understand why people, Ewan McEwen saying that he means business. It's great. It's well taken. It's good lighting, but it doesn't exude, hey, I mean business. It's just what it looks. Yeah, but like that just means, hey, let's go party.
Kevin's right. This one got cool, Greg.
I like that tie, though. It's a good tie, Mark Freeman. Anyway, second way to win the giveaway is you can be a Twitch subscriber. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. You get all sorts of fun little perks for that, right? We do these cool, fun emotes. You get private chat time with us at the end of the show. And we have been playing a lot of games in the community lately. You get entered, and you're one of the people we draw from for that. So if you're a subscriber and we play games with you on Twitch, you get to come over there and play with us. It's really, really cool. Ultimately, though, you're just supporting the channel, and we very much appreciate that. If you have an Amazon Prime account, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. You have to re-up it every month, and it totally sucks. But for those of you out there who have done it, we appreciate you. You are now called the Chosen Few because you have chosen to be awesome. Also, when the camera goes down, I'll call you the Golden Child.
The golden child.
The golden child. Just one. Because you're all.
Stop calling them the chosen.
Did I? Ways number 3 and 4, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunny. I'm not ready to let that joke die. Kind of Funny Games, support us at the $2 or above level. You get entered in to win a free game, but you also get all the perks of the $1 level, which means you get early access, exclusive access to all of our early access content, just like Party Mode, which has been fucking phenomenal, and Cooking with Greggy, which I believe the last episode dropped today.
It did.
And we've got some extra perks coming for that one, too, because we like making that show. So it's going to be great. Tim.
Yes.
Today's giveaway is A Walk in the Dark on Xbox One. And guess what? There's no one there yet. Hey, Joey! Yeah? You gotta pick a person for that.
Oh.
While she's picking a person for that, let's go to the chat. To keep you in suspense. I apologize. Graveyard Disco says, Nick, take your shirt off for me, Daddy. There's so many things wrong with that statement.
Well, Greg, Cool Greg wants...
Yeah, something? Go for it.
Come here.
There's a person.
Hold on, real quick. Hold that thought. And the person is from the Twitch chat, M. Heidinger. Congratulations, you've won A Walk in the Dark on Xbox One. And Joey, thankfully, just figured out how to do her job. So that's great.
Yeah.
That's great that you
did. Fantastic.
Cool, Greg. What's your question?
So you know P. Diddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to change his name again, and he took a wrestler's name, an old wrestler.
What did he take?
Brother Love.
He's Brother Love now? What is he? Is he finding Jesus? What's going on?
That sounds bad, because remember when Mace did that whole thing too?
Yeah.
They had beef.
That.
I don't like
the thing is, his name is Sean Combs, right? That's his real name. Then he went by Sean Puff Daddy. He was Puff Daddy. Then he was Sean Puffy Combs. Then he was P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
And now he's Brother Love.
Well, then it was Diddy.
Oh, then it was Diddy, which was, we can all agree, was the best.
Yeah.
I like Match.
I mean, Puff Daddy.
For back then, I guess.
Dude, yeah. Diddy.
But Diddy's always going to be good.
Diddy's fucking rad.
Puff Daddy, dude.
Is only good back then.
See, you know, I don't like this because I'm traumatized still from the whole Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion thing. I don't like anything about that. That's when you start smoking that fucking crazy ganja, that really sick weed that like just fucks you up, and you're like, I'm now a lion.
Bath salts.
Yeah, he's doing some bath salts or whatever the fuck. Maybe he's on some bad like ayahuasca trip or something. Mm-hmm. They're like, you're not a dog, you're a lion. It's like, yay. D-O-double-G-L-I-O-N. Yeah, doesn't work. It doesn't fucking work. D-O-double-G.
Yeah.
My D-O-double-G-U-C.
I love it. I fucking love it.
That's all you gotta
do. Rad Rye Guy 05 says, Mace was great. I missed that, dude.
Hey, did you see new Cameron album?
New Cameron album, apparently. Mm-hmm. Yep. Shout out to Cameron, man.
He's all right. Still the shit.
Cameron is still the shit. It's an interesting thing where he somehow made nursery rhymes dope as fuck.
All right. Cool Greg introduced me to Montana the other day.
Yeah.
As we were listening, as we were driving, and it was we were slapping. Mm-hmm. It was great.
The slappening.
What was the slappening? Every time I ride with Cool Greg, the slappening happens in my car. It's not as sexy as you think. Ryan Santilli says, Nick, is the Jack? Are you still staying on track for the Jackman off? No, but I'm still going toward it.
You're making progress.
I'm making progress. I'm lifting a lot more. I'm feeling a lot stronger. I got a lot more strength now, which is good. I have not burned nearly as much fat as I need to burn. And I don't think that the 50 Oreos I ate over the weekend are really going to help with that.
But it helped with the Big Beautiful Kids.
It did help with those Big Beautiful Kids. So we cured them.
Congratulations,
everyone. We cured at least one kid. There you go.
Eradicate the children.
Graveyard Disco says, Nick, what's the best drug, cocaine, weed, or jujitsu? If those are my three choices, I choose jujitsu.
Off the juke?
You fucking square.
Robert 1858
says, get on that cocaine, Nick!
How has Nick never heard of the state of Montana? Just never have. I've only been to 3 out of the 50 states. So, unless you count Puerto Rico, and then I've been to 4 out of the 51 states. I've been to Puerto Rico. I just threw that out there. Just wanted to show off my knowledge of geography, ladies and gentlemen. Hearts and minds.
God damn it, Nick.
Nick, seen any good films recently? Yeah, Thor. It was fucking awesome. Let's go into sub-only mode. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, I didn't finish telling my story.
No,
so
you
last
didn't.
Night, I was at Punchline.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not a big crowd there. As I don't know why. I think I'm guessing it was post-holiday thing. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So there was only about half the venue was full. And when that happens, the guy that organizes it lets a lot of other people who are like a lot of the younger guys or the guys that are newer go up. And my buddy Jason got to go.
Jason.
And I was like, that's fantastic. I see him queuing up. Like, you never know. That's the thing. You don't know if you're going to go up or not. But he had an inkling that he was because the guy that runs it was like, you're probably going to go up soon.
He gave him the
look. Like, yeah. Maybe you're going to go up. So I was excited, and I was like, oh, cool, he's going to get to go do like 4 to 7 minutes, depending on how long it's going to go. I see him queuing up on the side. I was like, walk over. I was like, hey, man, do you want me to film this for you? He goes, no, I got that covered. Now, right off the bat, I'm like, I think you fucked up. I think you need to reevaluate this whole thing, because I'm a professional. I film things professionally.
Yeah.
Or at least I have professional people film me on a daily basis.
Yeah, true.
He goes, no, if you could just take some pictures, that'd be great. Now, granted, I forgot to tell him I have a 5S. My camera sucks on my phone. The pictures are all grainy as fuck. He's going to find that out later when I send it to him. But he goes, no, that guy over there is taking video. I go, great. I walk over. Guess how he's taking the video?
Vertically. Yeah. Yeah, there's no sense of scope.
People. If you're having sex with someone and they give you the go-ahead, you can film them like this. That's fine. I get it. It's more ergonomic for your hand. You get more of the verticality. You can, you know, the coit tower looks like it's a lot taller than it should be. But if you're filming something that is a fucking audience and a stage and it's all on widescreen, turn the goddamn camera this way and then hit record, for Christ's sake. See this? It looks like your TV. You know why? Because that's how people make content, like this. This shit looks like you're viewing it through a fucking prison bar. Again, only acceptable one time. Like that. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, a little POV.
I digress. Let's take a couple more comments and then lunch? Are you on the next show?
Kind of Funny Games Daily.
Oh my God, I want to close my laptop on my head right now. I want a lunch so bad.
But after that, lunch?
Hopefully, and then a lot of phone calls.
Yes, right. I got a busy day.
Let's see.
N7 Optics says, Nick, will you be chewing tits next 24-hour stream? Specifically Kevin's. I think he's talking about my shirt.
Your shirt.
It says Jiu-Jitsu. You guys are all disgusting. Nick, can we get a spoiler discussion of Stranger Things? Maybe one day. Did you guys finish Stranger Things?
No.
No, then probably not. Mitch Bomber says, Nick, have you ever made a POV before? I have not. I live a very boring sex life. I don't have any. I've never taken a naked picture of myself in this. I've tried before. I've had people that are like, you want to give me, and I'm like, I do it, and I'm like, nope, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
You know how anal retentive I am about parking my car? Imagine sending a dick pic out.
Yeah.
Never gonna happen.
No.
I can't do it. I don't like it. I'm like, I'll send you one in about 5 weeks when I lose some weight. There you go. There you go, hon. Ignacio Rojas says, hi, Nick, sup?
Rojas.
Not too much.
Mr. Yasmin 300 says, which kind of funny member will be the first to become a father? My pick is Kevin. If Nick isn't already a father, he just doesn't know. Kevin's probably the answer. Oh, you're right. You're right. Greg Miller. Greg's going to pop one of those things out.
Greg lives life in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
He met Jen. 2 days later, they were married.
Yeah.
5 days later, he figured out how to illegally sneak her into our country.
Yeah.
And now she's just been living in his house. And now she's already talking about kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not be surprised
done deal.
If it's done.
Let's
it's
give
already
it
done.
9 months.
Yeah, give it 8.5 months, and there'll be a little Miller spit out. It's just going to spit out and be like, eh.
What's up, everybody?
And they're going to put glass signs like, oh, what's up, everybody? I'm going to be the champ one day. Ooh, let's play yoga.
Why is he like a child?
You lost me at the yoga.
Chris Fitzgo one says, Nick, that's how I won the belt the first time. Nick.
But it's not your.
What do you think of the Greg taco, the egg taco? We did not have the egg taco from Taco Bell. I forgot to get that. We fucked up.
Yeah.
We fucked up. Let's see. Tim, digging that shirt. What is it?
It's the album cover to Know of Cunning Linguist's latest album. You can get it.
Fantastic.
On cunninglinguist.bandcamp.com.
And Lexi
Figure
Gunner.
Out how to spell it.
Google that and turn safe search off. Our last comment for today comes from subscriber Lexi Gunner says, will you guys do another watch along soon? That's a question for you. Will we? We don't have any plans to right now, but I'd like
no
to.
There's no plans, yeah, but
they're super fun.
I've been trying to tinker and rework what that show is in my head. I've had some thoughts.
Tim's got some thoughts.
Yeah, we did get a logo made for it.
We did.
So we want to make it a thing, but I don't know.
It's hard. It's hard to sneak it in there, but we will probably do one eventually. We got a lot of good stuff coming out, rolling out. Let me back up. We have a lot of plans for a lot of great stuff that we're kicking around, so hopefully that will be on the slate of stuff. Tim, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy Kind of Funny Games Daily.
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back in about 5 minutes with Kind of Funny Games Daily alongside Greg Miller. I won't. I'll be over my desk just milking a hangover. I didn't drink at all. I just feel hungover.
Got it.
That's how it goes. But before that, I will read subscribers, so stick around and you'll hear my sweet, sweet voice in your ears, buds. In your ears, tubes. Bye, see you tomorrow.
YouTubes. Fuck yeah.